paragraph of Bikur and Paradal and Mishnah Aleph. The fourth paragraph of Bikur is branded to assess that it is not regarded as being part of the Mishnah. However, it is brought down in the standard text of the Mishnah, although the Bartanura and the Tosaf Yonta do not give a peer to this paragraph. So therefore, we are including this paragraph as well. Now, there are different nuschot to this paragraph. There are different versions of the text to this paragraph. And we are using the nusach of the Gra. And Reichen is Yeshbo Drachim Shava La'anashim. And I reckon it is a person of undetermined sex. He is a suffix, zahar, suffix, nekevet is a suffix, whether he has the din of a male or of a female. So therefore, since he is a suffix with regard to certain dinim, he has the same din as a man. While with regard to other dinim, he has the same din as a woman. With regard to some din, he has the din of both a male and a female. And with regard to some dinim, he doesn't have the same din as a male, nor does he have the same din as a female. And the next Mishnah from this parak will go on to elaborate on this Mishnah. Sarah Bikorim Paradal, Mishnah Beit Ketat Shabbat La Anashim. In the previous Mishnah, we said that an androgynous is a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. It's a suffix whether he has the din of a male or a female. And with regard to certain dinim, he has the din of a male. And the Mishnah asks, with regard to which dinim, that he has a din of a male. The Mishnah says, the Tame Beloven Ka'anashim, who would become Tame with the white emission just like a male. A male that had the white emission would become a Zah. As opposed to a female, if she has a white emission, she would not be Tame, she only becomes Tame if she has a red emission. If she sees blood, she would become either a Nida or a Zah. But an androgynous has a din of a Zah, that he becomes a Zah with a white emission. When Misa'atev Ka'anashim, an androgynous dresses like a male. If not allowed to dress like a female, if he does so, he will be over on Lo Yilbash Gever. Simas Isha, a male, must not dress with the clothing of a female. The night they have a Lo Nisa Ka'anashim. With regards to marriage, an androgynous has a din of a man. He's allowed to marry a woman, but he's not allowed to marry a man. If he marries a man, he will be over on the Isra of Mishkat Zohar. The Imo Yeshevet Lo Bedam Toar Ka'anashim. When he is born, his mother has a din of a Dam Toar, as if she gave birth to a male. As the din is that a woman that gives birth to a male, she has 7 days in which she is tummy. And for the subsequent 33 days, even if she sees dam, that dam is tar. She would not become tummy from that dam. That is called dam tar. As opposed to a woman who gives birth to a female, she has 66 days of dam tar. For 66 days, if she sees dam, she would anyway be tar. And a woman that gives birth to an androgynous has the dam tar of a male, she would only have 33 days in which the dam that she sees is tar. An androgynous, with regards to yichud, is not allowed to seclude himself in a room together with women. He would not take mizonah together with the daughter, just like a male. As a din is that somebody who dies, his sons inherit the property, not the daughters. The daughters only inherit the property if there are no sons. However, the son must take from the property they inherit from the father and provide mizonos for the daughters. They have to provide support for their sister until they get married. Now, if there is insufficient property left over by the father, there's not enough property for both an inheritance for the son and mizonos for the daughter. The daughters would take the mizonos and the sons would be left out. In the cold, they would not get any inheritance at all since there would be nothing left over after the daughters take the mizonos. And in such a case where there's insufficient property, the androgynous would not take mizonos together with the daughters. Instead, he would be left out in the cold, just like the son. And the din of Baltakif, not to cut off your pants. And the din of Baltashkis, not to shave off your beard with a razor. And the din of Tami Lamason, that a coin is not allowed to become tummy to a mate that's not one of his seven close relatives. Those dinim apply to an androgynous, just like a male. And none of these dinim apply to a female. A female does not have the din of Baltakif, nor does she have the din of Baltashkis. And so too, a girl that's the daughter of a Kohen does not have the din that she's not allowed to become tummy to a mace. And an androgynous would have these dinim just like a male. B'chayev b'chor mitzvot ha'amuros b'torah ka'anashim. An androgynous is chayev in all the mitzvot that are mentioned in the Torah just like a male. As opposed to a female, she would not be chayev in mitzvot haseh. Shahazman Grama, while an androgynous would be chayev in all the mitzvahs, including a mitzvah, say, Shahazman Grama.